State lawmakers are considering whether to have a special session this month to vote on a pay raise, among other things. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Assembly Democrats are holding 3 days of meetings, aimed in part on whether they should gavel into session later this month to vote to give themselves their first pay raise in nearly two decades. Governor Cuomo in recent days has publicly listed agenda items he'd like to see passed if there's a session on salary increases, including possibly term limits for legislators. But Assembly Majority Leader Joe Morelli says that item is likely off the table because most Democratic Assembly members are against it.
I feel it strengthens the executive branch, and it strengthens the role of lobbyists and entrenched staff. And I think just a few years, a short period of time for legislators to learn the process here and to be effective in advocating for their communities.
Cuomo has named many other items that he'd like to see addressed, including strengthening the state's hate crimes law in the wake of bias-related crimes since the election of Donald Trump as president. Cuomo also wants to free up some promised money to house the homeless. Morelli says those items are being considered. But Cuomo also wants to enact reforms, including converting to a full-time legislature and strictly limiting outside income, to answer recent corruption scandals that have resulted in prison sentences for the two former legislative leaders. The governor also wants to reform the state's contracting process to address a scandal in his own office over economic development contracts. It includes creating a new post with some of the same powers as the present state controller.
I understand the legislature wants a pay raise. I want to get some people's work done for the people of the state.
Assembly Majority Leader Morelli says it's unlikely, though, that lawmakers would be open to making big changes in public policy in a rushed end-of-the-year session.
I don't think we're going to rush into any real restructuring of the state government or the responsibilities of legislators in end-of-the-year session. I don't think this is the appropriate time.
Cuomo and lawmakers had set up a pay commission. It was supposed to take the politics out of salary increases, but the governor's appointed commissioners refused to take action on a pay raise proposal, hinting they might be more amenable later if lawmakers enact the reforms that Cuomo is seeking. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie has said repeatedly that he won't just trade a pay raise for a piece of legislation. Hastie and Cuomo held a private meeting over the weekend along with the Senate leader. But the speaker, after a two-hour closed-door meeting with his members, says there's a distinction between a pay-for-play type of deal and mutual agreement on approving measures that all sides agree upon.
You can bring things up in a conversation if everybody agrees that it should happen, then it's not a trade. But if you're asking someone, if you're saying, I don't want to do this, and you're saying you want to do it, and then you get forced to do it, then that becomes a trade. So I've said it clearly, we're not trading, we're not doing something that's going to be harmful to the members of the assembly or things that we don't like in exchange for a pay raise. It's just not what we're going to do.
Speaker Hastie was asked whether the legislature might on its own approve a pay raise for the first time since 1999, whether or not the governor approves the idea. He did not completely rule it out.
I think in this world, it's always better to have agreements. That's how government is.
Hastie says lawmakers, even the governor himself, as well as his own commissioners, all deserve a pay raise. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.